I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. I heard someone say you got an item in your house that you haven't used in over a year, unless it's a trophy or some kind of memorabilia, you can probably get rid of it because it's that important you'd be using it, right?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work. The confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, even when the accomplishments you have expected to accomplish have yet to be accomplished. On top of that, there's a bonus. You get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Then we take all of this and we put it in a neat, perfect package for you that becomes the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic, today we're going to talk stop waiting. Stop waiting and do the thing that you want to do. There is something that you want to do that you haven't quite gotten to yet. Listen, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm not talking to the other person that you think I'm talking to. I'm talking to you specifically. There is something that you want to do in life right now. Something that maybe is attached to something that you want to achieve. But I'm not really talking about something that you want to get as an end goal. I mean something that you believe that you need to do on your way to that end goal. Some action that you need to take, whether that's starting a business, whether it's hiring a certain employee, whether it's going and getting yourself a coach, whether it's going and getting rid of a situation that you got right now that you know the situation is not working for you, whether it's going and joining a new team, going to a new school, signing up for some program or product or course that you've been thinking about signing up for, but you haven't done it yet. There is something that you want to do right now, something that you believe. Now, this may end up being correct or incorrect, that you believe is going to help you get to where you want to get to. And you know, or at least you think you know, that doing this thing is going to help you get there, but you haven't done it yet. So you don't know. You won't know for real until you actually go do it. Today's topic, the purpose of today's episode is hopefully by the end of this episode to motivate you to move yourself to action, because there's only so much I can do on your behalf. I can only stand here and talk into your ear, but you will have to make the decision to actually move yourself to action. So I'm going to move you to move yourself to action and stop waiting, because for whatever reason you've been waiting, you're waiting because you think the time got to be right, you got to get your money right, the situation got to be right, these people over here got to be ready, whatever it is you feel like you need to wait for. I want to motivate you to move yourself to stop waiting and actually do the thing that you want to do. Now, first of all, before we get into this, I want you to think of what that thing is. You probably are already thinking about it, because as soon as I said it, you started thinking about what that thing is. You probably have been thinking about it every single day, or maybe you haven't thought about it in a while because you just kind of suppressed it in your mind because you have convinced yourself that you need to wait until fill in the blank, until you actually go and do that thing. If it's to the point where you had to suppress it so you could just stop thinking about it because it's been so long since you really thought about taking initiative on doing that thing, remembering that this podcast, one of the tenets of Work on Your Game, is taking that personal initiative, then this is especially for you. Those of you who are already thinking about it before I brought it up, this is for you as well. I want to move you to action before you get to this point of procrastinating and not taking initiative, this uninitiative, to where you even stop thinking every single day about this thing that you know you need to do that you believe is going to take you to your next step. Point number one, understand that the invitation is not coming, ladies and gentlemen. The invitation that you are waiting on in the mail is not coming. This is not a wedding This is not somebody's birthday party. This is not Eventbrite, okay? There's no invitation that's going to come in the mail and say, hey, here's your ticket. Make sure you keep this. We can scan a barcode at the door. That's not going to happen. Nobody is going to invite you to do that thing. That timing that you're waiting for, that right moment that you're waiting for, that right person, some confluence of events that will make the timing perfect, quote unquote, it's not going to happen. If you think the right timing is coming along soon, listen, the right timing could be whenever you want it to be. If you think that right person, a person who can do this, this, and this, listen, that person already exists and you probably already know who they are, but you just haven't asked them yet. Maybe they haven't developed the skill yet because you haven't taught them. Maybe they already have the skill, but you haven't brought the challenge to them yet, whatever it happens to be. That right moment that you're waiting for, that right moment when everything's going to be perfect and you can make your move. Listen, unless you're shooting off a spaceship into outside of the planet Earth, you don't have to wait for the right moment. The right moment, again, can be the moment that you decide is the moment. Point number two, today's topic, again, is stop waiting and do the thing that you want to do. Understand that the difference makers in the world, the difference makers that we've had as in our technological world, our business world, our sports world, the podcasting world, anyone who has been a difference maker, a person whose name we remember, a person that you know of or you know, despite the fact that you never even met this person, don't even know anybody who has met this person. The world's difference makers are people who decide that now is their time and then they proceed to do their thing, whatever that thing happens to be. I'm going to repeat. The world's difference makers, the people who make a real difference and really make an impact and leave an impact even when they're no longer doing their thing, are the people who decide, you know what, my time's going to be right now. No, I'm not going to wait until this happens or that happens or this person does this or this person over here gives me the okay. I'm going to make right now my time. I'm going to make right now, today, my time, and I'm going to go do the thing that some people would suggest that I hold back on, that I hold off on, so I wait for the perfect timing on, and I'm going to do my thing right now. Whatever the time is, I'm doing it. Barack Obama, when he was running for, well, he was deciding or trying to decide whether or not he should run for president back in 2000, well, it was before the 2008 year, but leading up to that 2008 election, a lot of people were telling him, "What, you're too young, you're not as experienced. In order to win the Democratic ticket, you're going to have to beat out Hillary, and she's pretty strong. Here, she's well established. She has a whole lot more political experience than you. Her husband was a president. Everything is stacked against you, Barack. You probably shouldn't do it this year. It's a little bit too soon. Wait 4 years or 8 years if Hillary wins and, you know, then you can run." He said, "No, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to make right now my time." Even though if you would have asked any political quote unquote expert at the time, they would have said, "No, the timing is not right for this guy right now. He's got all these things stacked against him. He's going against the grain because he's trying to win. He's trying to win the nomination in a party where there's already a strong candidate that everybody, quote unquote, everybody has been talking about as being the best person to represent us. Now, he's going to try to go against all of that. Really? Are you serious?" Yes, he was serious. And then he went and did what he was supposed to do. It wasn't supposed to be his time, but he made it his time. I remember after Notorious B.I.G. got killed in 1997, rest in peace, Big, Puff Daddy was thinking about putting an album out. He had this idea in his mind of doing this. Now, when Notorious B.I.G. was still alive, he had been trying to persuade Puff Daddy to do it anyway. Because Big was actually the executive producer of Puffy's first album. So he was telling him, "Well, you know you want to get on the mic. You know you want to be an artist. Just go ahead and do this album. Even if you're only going to do one album, just do the album just so you know what it feels like. And you can say that you did it so you don't have to go to your grave wondering, damn, what if I would have did an album?" That sounds familiar. Some things that we talked about here, right? That's what Big was telling Puffy. So Puffy started working on this album. And when he started working on it, there are some people who came out and said, "I don't know about this one, Puff. I mean, look, we know that you're a great tastemaker. We know that you have been an A&R who's helped develop several prominent artists and launch them into superstardom, including the Notorious B.I.G. and many artists in your own company, Puffy. We know that you are a great producer. You make great hit records. You're a well-known entity in your lane, what you do. So how about you just stay in your lane? I'm not sure this rap thing is yours." And Puff Daddy's response to that, and I heard him, it was actually a guy who was an engineer for Bad Boy Records at the time. He was telling the story. He said, well, Puff's response to that, I don't know if this was verbatim what he said or it's kind of just the energy that he had, was that, "No, I'm not going to stay in my lane. I'm going to make everything my lane." The difference makers are the people who decide. They don't wait for the situation. They don't look for the situation. They create the situation. They become themselves the situation. You listen to this podcast, you probably have goals, ambitions, things that you wish to achieve. But the challenge is you're always running out of time. Running out of time in your day, in your month, maybe feeling like you're running out of time in your life to ever get around to doing what you really want to do and living how you really want to live. I know that's a challenge for you, and that's why I created a course called 25 Hours. Well, you will learn in this course how to take your life back, prioritize your focus, and get rid of the schedule overwhelm that seems to dominate your days. 25 Hours is a 30-day course where you will learn how to prioritize what matters, how to control your schedule instead of having your schedule control you, how to stop letting the to-do list swallow your entire days up, and eliminate the things that you don't need so you can focus on the things that you really want. And I'm not just going to give you a whole bunch of hacks for staying out of time hell. I'm going to show you strategies that actually work that you will apply immediately to take control of your time. This is not a time management course. This is a time and life control course, because you don't want to manage it. You want to control it. That's why it's called 25 Hours, and that's why I made it for you. Get full details and get yourself started at dreallday.com/time. That's dreallday.com/time for the 25 Hours Time Control course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three, today's topic is to stop waiting and start doing the thing that you want to do. Point number three, didn't you have the same idea last year? And I'm talking to you right now. This is not about Barack. This is not Puff Daddy or Notorious B.I.G. Didn't this thing that you've been waiting to do, this thing that you've been putting off, this thing that you've been hesitating on, this thing that you're just waiting for the right timing, didn't you have this idea? Weren't you thinking about this at this time last year? Weren't you writing down ideas for this a long time ago? Weren't you planning enough time ago that you could have did it by now? How you were going to do this, how you were going to execute it, what needed to be in place, and everything that goes around this thing. Weren't you thinking about this before? How long are you going to keep this idea on the shelf? I mean, how important is it if you keep putting it back on the shelf? I heard someone say, you got an item in your house that you haven't used in over a year. Unless it's a trophy or some kind of memorabilia, you can probably get rid of it. Because if it's that important, you'd be using it, right? So you got this idea sitting on the shelf since last year. How important is it? I mean, how serious are you about it? How much does it really matter to your success? I mean, you made it from this time last year to right now without doing anything with it. Could you go another year? Could you go another 10? Probably. I mean, how important is it to you if you've been having it sitting on the shelf all this time? What's the definition of this word? Because today's topic is to stop waiting and do the thing. Let's define this word waiting. You know what it means? The act of delaying action or staying where one is until a particular time or until something else happens. The act of delaying action or staying where one is until a particular time or until something else happens. Well, here's the thing. The particular time that we're waiting for, I'm not sure that's a great strategy to wait for time, because we all know that the only time we ever really have is right now. We don't know how much time any of us has. Not everybody is going to be here a year from now. Not everybody's going to be here 5 years from now. Not everyone's going to be here 20 years from now. So the time that we're waiting on, we're gambling with that. That's definitely a gamble, because we don't control how much time we have. The time may come maybe 3 years from now, but what if you only got 2.5? The time may be 2 months from now, but what if you only got 3 weeks? We don't know time, so we shouldn't be making gambles on time too often, because we don't control time. The only time that we control is the time that is right now. We can't do anything about what's already past in the past. We can do something about right now. We can't do anything about the future because we don't control the future. The other part is definitions. Not only waiting on a particular time or waiting until something happens. What are we waiting for to happen? What needs to happen in order for you to do that thing? Oh, you got to learn this. Somebody has to do that. You got to figure this thing out. You got to make this much. You got to put this much away. Well, listen, when are you going to make that thing happen? See, until something happens doesn't mean somebody else or something else happening. It's when are you going to happen? When are you going to happen to a situation in order to give yourself the permission to clear the lane for you to do the thing that you want to do? And there's someone listening to this right now. Yes, I'm talking to you. You know, this is the thing you've been thinking about. You've been planning on. You've been trying to figure out. Are you going to make this move or are you not going to make this move? Today is your, we'll call this your quote unquote invitation, but it's not really. You need to give yourself an invitation. Write yourself an invitation too. As we recap today's topic, stop waiting and do the thing you want to do. Number one, the invitation is not coming. That right moment, that right person, this confluence of events that makes the timing perfect is not coming. If you've been waiting for it, stop waiting for it and make it your time. Point number two, because point number two, the world's difference makers are the people who decide that now is the time and they proceed to do their thing. We saw it with Barack Obama. It wasn't supposed to be his time, but he decided that it was going to be his time and he made all of it his time, for all the time that he was in his position of power. Number three, didn't you have the same idea last year? Weren't you thinking about this 3 months ago? Weren't you talking about this last week, but you haven't done anything with it yet because you've been waiting? Well, listen, today's episode is letting you know all the reasons why you need to stop waiting. So now it is time for you to, first, let's get a definition of waiting again. The act of delaying action or staying where one is until a particular time or until something happens. The particular time has happened. The time is what? It's called now. And until something happens, we know what that is too. That's the action that you're going to take. It's not until something outside of you happens, but something within you happens. So something happens within you, you will go do what you got to do outside of you to get the result that you want to get. You got to stop waiting, though, and do the thing in order to produce a result. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.